John Cruder rode into Bandera midday in February. The temperature had fallen to near freezing during the night. Now, with the sky filled with clouds, there had been little warming by the sun. As he rode through town, John instantly liked Bandera. There were only about two blocks of downtown, consisting primarily of a few businesses, a bank, a church, the Mercantile, a hotel, a saloon, and then a big Victorian house that sat in the center of town. There was a sign in front of the house that read, "Office of Judge Gideon Anderson." As John made his way down Main Street, he had mixed emotions. He had hoped to find need for an attorney in town. But the more he looked, he realized it would probably be many years before a lawyer hung out a shingle in Bandera. He made his way down to the courthouse, climbed down from midnight, and wrapped the reins around the hitching rail. He walked into the courthouse and found a few people standing around the hall talking. John approached them and asked if anyone knew where he could find Judge Anderson. He was directed down the hall to a tall man with white hair who was talking to a younger gentleman. John removed his hat, taking in the judge's appearance while patiently waiting as they talked. He looked at his long flowing hair beneath an expensive-looking black felt hat. The judge was wearing a smart suit with a vest that was festooned with a gold chain from pocket to pocket. He carried a shiny black cane with a large gold handle. After a bit, the judge turned to John and asked, "And how may I help you, young man?" John looked down at his hat, then slowly met the judge's eyes. "Well, sir, I'm an attorney and new in town. I wonder if you could tell me if there's any need for an attorney in Bandera." The judge giggled a bit, and the man he had been speaking with also laughed. "Well, young man, there is a need, but most people don't know the value of a good lawyer, so most don't use them. We've had two or three lawyers try to make a living here, but each of them finally gave up when they couldn't get no clients and left town." "I didn't catch your name."
"I'm John Cruder. I've been out east for my schooling and now came here hoping to set up shop."
"Well, I think you may have wasted a trip. Bandera may someday see the need for a lawyer, but it'll be a long while yet. You might want to talk to Slim here. He probably has as much need for an attorney as anyone."
"I'm Slim Hansen. I own the H&F Ranch about 10 miles south of town," Slim said as he offered his hand.
"Pleased to meet you."
"And it's good to meet you. Like the judge said, I probably use lawyers more than most people in town because of the size of my ranch. But still, I only see the need for a lawyer once or twice a year, and I always ride into San Antone to use the firm I have always worked with. Sorry to disappoint you."
The judge and Hansen made a quick appraisal of John's appearance. He was not quite 5.5 feet tall. In fact, Hansen judged him to be closer to only 2 or 3 inches over 5 feet. His skin was bronze from his many days in the saddle. John's clothes were dusty and rather tattered. His once black hat was well worn and covered in dust. He carried himself like a man who was raised to have deep pride in who he was. John was a small-framed man, but was well-built. It was obvious that he took care of his body and was not a stranger to hard work.
"Well, that's all right. I've found about the same thing in most of the towns where I've stopped. Those that needed a lawyer already had 2 or 3 and didn't look like a place where I'd like to live. And towns like Bandera that seemed like a place where I'd like to settle down either didn't need a lawyer or couldn't support a second one.